Chapter 17. Catherine spat out a rat head, then joylessly sucked blood from the body as she pondered what the hell could have happened to her idiot brother and his idiot friend. How do you get lost when the only direction you need to follow is go south? A horse-drawn wagon was approaching from the south. Catherine scooted around to the north side of the tree she was leaning against to stay out of sight. It wasn't that she was afraid of some random turnip peddler. She just didn't want to be bothered with any more men asking her what she was doing out here, all alone and defenseless in the middle of the night. Was it still the middle of the night? It was still really dark. Catherine wished she'd brought back her cell phone just for the clock. She tried to do some rough calculations in her head to make a guess on what time it might be and speculate from there how much time she might have left before the sun came up. She made her calculations in reverse chronological order, starting with her freshest memories. It had been about 10 minutes since a southbound cart had passed her, and maybe another 20 before. "Those stupid lazy assholes," Catherine said aloud as it occurred to her what must have happened. They had hitched a ride. The cart from 10 minutes ago was small enough so that she would have spotted them, but the wagon that had passed 20 minutes before that was covered. They were all probably sound asleep at the horseman's house by now. She placed the bag of holding on the ground and lifted the mouth open. "All right, guys, hop in." 2 dozen rats, what remained of the ones she'd just summoned to snack on while she waited for her brother, scrambled eagerly into the bag. They'd probably all asphyxiate to death, but their blood would still be fresher than that horrible festering monster thing. Not giving a shit about the turnip peddler seeing her, she took her giant bat form and flapped into the night sky. As soon as she rose above the treetops, she noticed a tingling sensation in her left wing. Glancing to her left, she saw the forest silhouetted against the dull orange glow of the distant eastern sky. Dawn was approaching. Fuck. She flapped harder, ignoring the gradually intensifying tingle in her wing. She didn't have much time. It didn't take more than a minute for the tingle to escalate into a burn. She could feel it on the left side of her face now, too. Flap, flap, flap. Screech. Catherine's left wing burst into flames. She spiraled down and hit the ground hard. The shadow of the trees eased the tingle on her face, but her wing was still on fire. Flapping only fanned the flames. Struggling to think through the searing pain, she took her half-elven form. Her arm was still on fire, but she was now in a better position to do something about that. "Ow, ow, 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 ow," she said as she opened the bag of holding with her right arm. Hoping the rats had consumed most of the oxygen inside the bag, she plunged her burning arm into it all the way up to the shoulder. After a few seconds, the pain began to die down. Removing her arm from the bag, she found it to be a black, horrifying mess. The skin was crispy and flaky, and her fingers were all fused together. This poor arm had been through some shit tonight. It hurt a lot, but not as much as she thought it would. She'd heard about people going into shock after a traumatizing experience, their bodies not allowing them to feel the pain until they'd gotten themselves out of immediate danger, at which point the pain would really start to kick in. Fuck that. Catherine reached into the bag with her good hand. Rat! The rat she pulled out was gasping desperately for air. She bit its head off and greedily gulped down its blood. The tingle she felt in her arm this time was a good one. She squeezed the rat hard and kept sucking until her fingers separated and the skin had completely regenerated. She frowned. Her shirt was fucked, completely burned away all the way up to the shoulder. She must look ridiculous. "Keep your head in the game, cat," she said to herself. These trees weren't going to protect her much longer. She could already see their shadows beginning to creep toward the road. What the hell had happened? It was pitch black out, not 5 minutes. "The darkest hour is just before." The mamas and the papas had been right all along. She was fucked. There was no time to dig a hole and no one to shovel dirt down on her. As much as she hated to admit it, the bag of holding was her only option. With nobody to let her out, there was no escaping it. All she'd be doing was buying herself time until she starved to death. She could place it by the road and someone might pick it up, but even then, they wouldn't know she was inside. Then she got an idea. She reached into the bag again. Rat! This poor little guy barely had enough life in him to gasp. She bit its head off, but didn't drink the blood. Instead, she dipped a fingernail into its neck hole to use as a pen. She spread the bag of holding flat on the ground and carefully wrote the letter K, large and legible, in rat blood on the side of the bag. She dipped her fingernail into the rat's neck again, then scrawled out the letters A and T as quickly as she could. She was starting to feel that familiar tingle on the back of her neck. Dawn was breaking through the trees. Their shade wasn't going to protect her much longer. Her H was sloppy due to the blood dripping from another fresh dip, but it could be made out in the context of the rest of the word. Doing her best to ignore the pain spreading to her head and back, she held her fingers steady as she wrote the letters E and R. Why the fuck was her name so goddamn long? As the tingle intensified to a burn, Catherine knew she only had a few seconds left. The last three letters she scribbled out were just a big, illegible mess, but they would have to do. Catherine was out of time. She hoped her name was as common in this world as it was back home. Holding the bag out open in front of her, she ran as fast as she could toward the road. Ow, 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 she said once more as she felt her skin sizzle. Fuck, 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 she added when what remained of her shirt ignited in flame. She was only about halfway to the road, but that was going to have to be close enough. The bag would be easily visible to anyone passing by. She pulled it over her head and let it consume her.